It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Christmas Eve edition of Fresh Oil. We're teaching from the book of 2 Timothy, and today we're going to wind up with chapter 4, the last chapter of 2 Timothy. And Paul says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Now, you remember when we began this teaching, I shared with you that the books of 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and the book of Titus are all three called pastoral epistles. They were written by Paul to these young pastors. In this case, he wrote to Timothy, and he's giving Timothy what he should do, how he should handle his church, how he should handle his doctrine. And here he's giving him his final charge. These will be the last words that Paul writes to his son Timothy, his spiritual son. And he tells him, I'm giving you this charge, Timothy. In other words, this is what I want you to remember. Preach the word. You see, it's so easy to preach our opinion. It's so easy to preach the philosophies and the doctrines of man. But Paul said, no, I want you to preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. You got to be ready to handle a question that comes up, or you got to be ready to teach something God will lay on your heart. So be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage. We love the encouraging part, right? But sometimes we have to use the word of God to correct and to rebuke. And he reminds us, when we do that, do it with great patience and careful instruction. And then he tells us why in verse 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they'll gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. I'll never forget my daughter, when she was really young, attended a Christian school, and one day she said, Dad, is it really true that one of the signs of the last days is people's ears will itch? I knew exactly what she was talking about. Her class had taught 2 Timothy 4. But what Paul's telling us here is, in the last days, people are going to gather around teachers who'll just tell them what they want to hear. They won't speak truth to them. They won't correct and rebuke and encourage. They'll just tell men what they want to hear. He said, to suit their own desires, they'll gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. It's amazing to me how people will reject truth just to get something they want to hear. He said in verse 4, they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Paul goes on and says, but you, Timothy, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and discharge all the duties of your ministry. See, I believe when we've been called by God, whether it's a pastor, evangelist, an apostle, a teacher, all these callings of God that he's given to the church, when we've been called by God, we have to discharge the duties of our ministry. We have to keep our head in all situations and endure hardship and do the work God has called us to do. Now, Paul's going to get real personal about some of that hardship. He says in verse 6, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul is getting real personal with Timothy. He's telling him how he feels. He feels like he's ready to die. He knows that his time is drawing near. And he says, I fought a good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Boy, what a great thing to have on your tombstone. Can you imagine that? To be able to say, I fought a good fight. I finished the race. And I've kept the faith. And now he talks about what is in store for him. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Friend, I know sometimes it seems like all battle and no reward, but I want you to know when you fight the good fight of faith, when you are faithful to the call God has given you, when you endure hardships and you do what God has called you to do and you keep the faith, you finish the race, one thing we know is there will be a reward from God on the day for those of us who long for his appearing. Then Paul says in verse 9, he tells Timothy, do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Are there ever been times in your life when you just needed someone there? You just didn't want to be alone. You were hurting, and shared sorrow is lessened sorrow. When you share your grief, it's less grief. Paul tells Timothy, I need you to come quickly. Do your best to come to me quickly. And then he tells him why. Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. I believe one of the hardest things we go through as Christians sometimes is when a friend lets us down, when a friend deserts us. He said, he has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Cretans has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. And then Paul says, only Luke is with me. Oh, we're so quick to use that word only when we're hurting. And you know, you got to look and say, Paul said, only Luke is with me. Good night. Luke was a doctor. What better person to have with you when you're dying than Dr. Luke? Only Luke is with me. Now look what he says next. Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry. Oh my goodness. Do you remember Mark? He's talking here about John Mark, the guy who caused Paul and Barnabas to go their separate ways, and they had such a sharp dispute over Mark that Paul and Barnabas ended their joint ministry time together because Paul didn't think Mark was worth taking on the trip because he had let him down. But now, all of a sudden, get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I'm so thankful that even people who have let us down, when we give it some time, when we give God's grace, they can become helpful to us in our lives. Paul goes on and says, I sent Tychicus to Ephesus, and when you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Here's Paul in the latter moments of his life. He's tired and weary, and he feels like he's going to die. And you know what he asked for? He says, bring that coat, bring that cloak that I left with Carpus. No doubt he had had that cloak around him so many times as he ministered under the anointing, teaching the word of God. And he just wanted to experience it again. He wanted to have that cloak that he had worn. And then he said, by the way, bring my scrolls, especially the parchments. He wanted some good books that he had. He said, bring those parchments with you. Bring the scrolls. Then he goes on in verse 14 and he says, Alexander the metal worker did me a great deal of harm. You know, there's many times in life when we stop and ponder and we can think about people that really wounded us. Such was the case with Paul. He wants to point out to Timothy that this guy Alexander, he really did him wrong. And then Paul says the Lord will repay him for what he's done, but you too should be on your guard against him because he strongly opposed our message. You know, there will be people who support you, who will help you, who will encourage you, and who will strengthen you. But there will also come the Alexanders in your life, the people who can do you a great deal of harm. But you need to be like Paul, where he says the Lord will repay him for what he's done. In other words, give it over to God. But Paul still warned Timothy, be on your guard against him. In verse 16, he says, at my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. Do you kind of get the idea that Paul he's hurting here? He's telling Timothy, Timothy, do your best to come to me quickly. Come before winter, Timothy. I need you. I need you here. And he's saying here, at my first defense, no one came to my support. Everyone deserted me. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. I want you to know something today, friend. Even when all the world lets you down and deserts you, God will still be there at your side. Paul said, the Lord stood at my side and he gave me strength so that through me, the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I love this. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. You see, it's easy sometimes for us to look back after we've already come through the storm, after we've already come through the trial, and we can say, God delivered me from the mouth of the lion, just like he did Daniel. He said, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I want you to know something today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, God is right there by your side. I want you to know there'll be the Alexanders of this world who will do you a great deal of harm, but God says don't hold it against them. Give it to God. Let go so bitterness and hurt doesn't keep you back and cripple you in this life. Paul told Timothy, come to me quickly, Timothy. Bring my cloak and bring my parchments, my books, because I need them right now. And then he gives final greetings. He says, greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best, look at this, to get here before winter. Wow. I think sometimes in my life I've struggled so much with impatience. It's one of the big things that I've struggled with in my life. And I think Paul gives us a little bit of insight into his own impatience. He's like, Timothy, do your best to get here before winter. Come before winter, Timothy, because I really need you right now. He said, Eubulus greets you, and so do Prudence, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers. The Lord be with you, be with your spirit, grace be with you. I remember when I was in Rome and we visited the Mamertine prison where Paul was held captive in the Mamertine prison. And it was so holy for me to kneel there at that place where he wrote some of the New Testament. And God revealed this written word, this God-inspired word to Paul, and he penned it down for us. It's been great teaching 2 Timothy, walk in grace. God loves you. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.